Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a great honor to be here with you this morning and to be able to speak to you from the Word of God.
实在是一个非常大的荣幸，让我今天能够在这边与你们一起敬拜，然后来传讲神的话语。
I do not have a Father's Day message this morning, but I do want to wish all of you fathers a very happy Father's Day.
我今天虽然我准备的不是父亲节的信息，但是我要跟所有的父亲说父亲节快乐。
I would like to simply reread the last two verses that were read earlier, Romans chapter 5, verse 20 and 21.
我希望把刚刚我们念过的罗马书第五章后面这两节再重念一次，就是罗马书第五章二十跟二十一节。
The law was added so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life.Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
Last night I had a dream that I died and went to heaven.
昨天晚上我做了一个梦，我梦到我过世了，然后我到天堂去。
And when I got there, Jesus showed me around.
我到了那里的时候，耶稣就带着我到处看。
He took me into many rooms.
他带我去看了很多个房间。
One room that he took me into was filled with clocks.
有一个房间他带我去看的，里面呢有好多时钟。
I love clocks, but I wondered what all the clocks were for.
我很喜欢时钟，但是我心里在想，这到底是什么意思呢？为什么这些时钟在这里？
Jesus told me that there was a clock in heaven for every Christian here on earth.
耶稣告诉我说，在天堂里面，每一个信徒在天堂里面都有为他预备的一个时钟。
And Jesus said that when someone sins,His clock moves forward 1 hour.
他说，当一个人犯了罪的时候，他的时钟就往前移一个小时。
As I looked around, I saw the clocks of the elders in my church, the trustees, the deaconesses, and other people in the church.
当我看的时候，我就看到有很多时钟，就是属于我们教会的长老的、理事会的，还有很多在侍奉的人的。
And some of the clocks were moving more than others.
有一些时钟呢，走得比别的时钟快。
None of them were standing still.
里面没有一个时钟是没有在动的。
And every time I saw one of these clocks move ahead 1 hour, this feeling of self-righteousness would sweep over me.
每当我看到一个时钟往前移的时候，我的心里就有那种自觉的很公义的感觉就产生出来。
But then it occurred to me that my clock wasn't in the room with the rest of the clock.
但是我发现我的时钟没有在那里。
And so I asked Jesus, "Where is my clock?"
我问耶稣说，我的时钟在哪里呢？
And Jesus replied, "We kept your clock."In the kitchen and used it for a fan.
耶稣告诉我说，我们把你的时钟放在厨房里面当扇风的，通风扇。
Actually, I didn't dream that dream, but I do dream Christian dreams sometimes.
呀，事实上我没有做这个梦，但是我的确是有时候会做一个基督徒想象的梦。
You see, the Bible says in the last days, your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams.
圣经里面告诉我们说，在末世的时候，你们的少年人会看见异象，老年人会做梦，做异象的梦。
And as you can see by the gray in my beard, I've long gone past the vision stage and I'm now dreaming dreams.
你看到我的灰白的胡子，你就可以想象说我已经过了那个做意啊、看意象的那个阶段了。我现在是在做意梦的阶段。
A few years ago, I dreamed that we were being raptured, and this dream I really did dream.
几年前，我真的是做了这样一个梦，我就梦到我们被提升天。
But instead of going up and being changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, we went up slowly.
但是呢，我们并没有像圣经说的，在一刹那间之间被提升天，我们反而是很慢很慢的往上升。
We went up about the same rate that you would see a hot air balloon go up.
我们的上升的速度就像那个热气球这样子缓慢。
And as we were being raptured, there were some people around me that were being raptured and they were afraid of heights.
但是当我们在上被提的时候，我的周遭有一些人也被提，但是呢，他们有惧高症。
And they were crying out, whoa!
他们就很害怕的在叫，哈，很可怕。
I too was afraid, but I didn't yell because men aren't supposed to be afraid.
我其实也很害怕，但是我没有叫出来，因为我心想，男人应该很有勇气的。
Well, God knows that some people are afraid of heights, and that is why we will be taken up in a flash.In the twinkling of an eye.
但是上帝知道我们有些人是害怕高处，所以呢，当上帝提升我们的时候，会是一转眼之间被提。
Well, in the book of Romans, we find that all have sinned.
在罗马书里面，我们读到众人都犯了罪。
No one's clock is standing totally still.
没有一个人的时钟是完全静止的。
And that brings us to the first point, the reign of sin.
就是将我们带进我今天要讲的第一点，就是罪的管辖。
Again, in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, we read, Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
所以就如五章十二节说的，罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
In our passage for today, Paul speaks of the reign of sin, the reign of death, the reign of grace, and the reign of life.
在今天的经节里面，保罗提到罪作王。死亡作王，恩典作王，还有在生命里作王。
And the word reign means to rule.
这个英文字 reign 这个字呢，它的意思我们就是可以翻译成管理、管辖。
To understand the reign of sin, we must go back to the Garden of Eden.
要能够了解这个罪作王。这件事情我们必须回到起初的伊甸园。
The man and woman whom God had placed in the garden had everything they needed for their well-being and enjoyment.
神所造的这个人和女人，神给了他们健康愉快生活所需要的一切。
But in addition to that, God also gave them the capability to make a choice.
但这个之外，神也给他们有选择的能力。
And they were not to eat from the tree in the middle of the garden.
他们是不可吃园中央那棵树的果子。
But they did.
但是他们却吃了。
The importance of this action cannot be overlooked as we try to understand what Paul means when he talks about the reign of sin.
我们若要了解保罗所教导的罪的辖制，就不能忽略这个重要的行动。
The disobedience of Adam and Eve in the garden introduced into the world something previously unknown, and that was sin.
亚当和夏娃在园子里面违背神的命令的这个举动，就将 罪这个原来世人所不认识的引进到世界来。
In verse 15, we read that many died by the trespass of the one man.
在第十五节里面，我们看到说，因一人的过犯，众人就死了。
In verse 18, we read that the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men.
十八节里面，我们看到这一次的过犯带来众人都被定罪的结果。
Now this corporate concept is difficult for us to grasp.
这个集体的、群体的这个观念对我们来说是很难理解的。
When Albert Einstein published his theory of relativity, it is said that there were only 12 people in the whole world intelligent enough to understand its implications.
据说当爱因斯坦发表他的相对论的时候，全世界只有差不多12个有足够聪明智慧的人能够了解他这个原理的运用。
But 40 years later, the number had risen to millions as the horror of Hiroshima unfolded and people witnessed the destruction of the atomic bomb.
但40年后，千千万万人因为目睹广岛原子弹的爆炸所带来的摧毁，就了解了爱因斯坦的理论。
Einstein's theory of relativity showed the relationship between energy and mass.
爱因斯坦的相对论是表示能量跟质量之间的关系。
Few people could see any great significance in that now famous formula, E=mc².
当时非常极少数的人能够了解这个方程式所代表的意思，就是能量等于质量加光速，平方光速。
After Hiroshima, there was no going back because.In Einstein, the atomic age had become a reality.
广岛之后呢，人类的历史和知识就不能再回头走了，因为原子弹能量的时代成了一个事实。
When someone introduces something new into our world, the human race will always be left to live with the consequences.
当一个新的事实被引进世界之后，人类就需要去面对这个新发现所带来的结果跟后果。
So when sin entered the life of a human being, it also entered the human race.
所以当罪进入一个人的生命的时候，它就进入了整个人类生命。
After sin entered the human race, it then proceeded to abound.
罪进入了人类之后，又演变成一个满贯的、很丰盈的势力。
It was through the law of Moses that men and women were made more aware of God's will for their lives.
透过摩西的律法，人更了解了神对人生命的旨意。
What happens when we become more aware of God's will and God's law?
当我们更明了神的律法跟神的心意的时候，我们怎么做呢？
We discover to what degree we have fallen short.
我们事实上就是更发现自己是多么的不足，没有做到律法跟神的要求。
We discover to what degree that we have missed the mark.
我们更发现自己多么没有对中的靶心射箭。
In Romans 5:20, we read, "The law was added so that the trespass might increase."
罗马书五章二十节说，律法本是外添的，叫过犯显多。
It does not mean that the law was added that we would sin more.
这并不是说律法是外添的，好叫我们多加犯罪。
It simply means that the law makes us more aware of our sin and our need for a savior.
而是说律法叫我们知罪，使我们感到需要一位救主。
There are various counseling techniques being used by therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists and counselors.
有许多不同的心理辅导的技巧被这些心理治疗师、心理学家、心理医师所使用。
In one type of counseling, the counselor seeks to expose hidden things in the inner recesses of one's mind.
其中一种是这个辅导呢，就尝试着去揭开受辅导的人内心深处隐藏的事情。
And sometimes very suddenly there is this outpouring of grief and anger and hostility.
有时候呢，会出乎意料的，这个人的心里面隐藏的愤怒、憎恨、伤痛还有暴力就会突然的涌出来。
Now all of these things were present before the counselor came into the picture.
这些情感在辅导者之前就已经存在这个人的心里。
But the counselor, through careful questioning and probing, was able to bring these emotions to the surface.
但辅导的人借着很用心的询问跟引导，就将这隐藏的情绪疏导出来。
And this is the kind of ministry that the law exercised in Moses' day, and it exercises in Paul's day, and it exercises in our day.
这就是律法在摩西时代、在保罗的时代，还有我们现在的时代所有的功效。
The law reveals to us where we have fallen short.
律法使我们知道自己的不足。
When sin entered into the world, it went on to reign in human society.
罪进入了世界之后，就继续的在人类的社会中作王。
The use of this powerful word reign describes the dynamic control that sin can exercise in some people.
这个字管辖、管制、作王，就是形容罪在人们的身上这样强而有力的控制。
Some people are trapped in sin.
有些人真是被这个罪所捆绑。
Some people are in bondage to sin.
有许多人就是在这个捆绑当中。
And that brings us to point number two, the reign of death.
这就将我们带进去我们的第二点，死亡的辖制。
Not only was the human race exposed to sin because of one man's sin, but all have been introduced to the horror of death.
因着这一个人的罪，人类不但被带入罪里，更是被带入可怕的死亡。
Not only are we susceptible to sin, but we are painfully exposed to inevitable death.
我们不但不能逃避罪，我们更是避不开死亡。
When God spoke to Adam about obedience, he made it clear that disobedience spells death.
当神告诉亚当要遵守他的指示的时候，他也很清楚地说，违背就会带来死亡这个字。
There was no room for misunderstanding God's instruction.
神的指示是清清楚楚的，没有任何不清楚或是可误解的余地。
In Genesis chapter 2, in verse 16 and 17, we read, And the Lord God commanded the man, You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.For when you eat of it, you will surely die.
在创世纪二章十六十七节里，记得说，神说，园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
The death that took place on that day was, first of all, spiritual.
那一天所临到的死，先是灵里的死。
Spiritual death is alienation from the life of God.
属灵的死是与神的生命隔离。
Adam and Eve experienced this alienation, and the human race today is still experiencing it.
亚当和夏娃当时经历了这个隔绝，今天人类仍然在经历这个属灵的隔绝。
The fact that Adam died physically later on reminds us that physical death was also part of the consequence of sin.
亚当后来肉体也死了，这就告诉我们身体的死亡也是罪所带来结果的一个部分。
Theologians have been debating the doctrine of the fall of man for centuries.
许多世纪以来，神学家们不断地在辩论着关于人堕落的神学观点。
Now we may not all totally agree on the entrance of sin into the human race.
我们或许对于罪如何进入人类世界有不一致的想法。
And we may not all totally agree on the reign of sin and death in humans.
我们或许也不能完全同意罪和死亡怎么样在人类世界作王。
But one thing we will have to agree on is that they are terrible realities, and they need a powerful answer.
但有一件事是我们必须同意的，那就是罪和死是一个非常残酷可怕的事实。它需要一个非常强有力的答案。
And that brings us to point number three, the reign of grace.
我们这就进入到我们的第三点，恩典作王。
Again in Romans chapter 5:15, we read, But the gift is not like the trespass, for if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ,overflow to the many.
罗马书五章十五节记得，只是过犯不如恩赐，不如恩典。若因一人的过犯，众人都死了，那些受鸿恩又蒙所赐之义的众人，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王？
In his early days, Alexander Fleming was mainly preoccupied with farming and fishing.
Alexander Fleming, 他年轻的时候就是花很多时间在注意耕农还有捕鱼。
Little did he realize that one day he would become a world famous microbiologist.
他一点都没有料想到自己将来会成为一个世界知名的微生物学家。
In 1928, while working at St. Mary's Hospital in London, he neglected to cover some of the culture dishes, containing bacteria.
在1928年，他在伦敦圣玛丽医院工作的时候，有一天他忘了把盖子放在这个培养细菌的盘子上。
An airborne mold grew in the culture and inhibited the growth of the bacteria surrounding this mold.
在这个细菌的四周的空中就产生了一个就是发了霉，然后这个霉呢就阻碍了细菌的繁殖。
Fleming discovered that the mold secreted a substance which interfered with bacterial reproduction.
他发现这个酶分泌出一个基体是会阻碍细菌的繁殖。
And that substance was penicillin.
这个基体就是盘尼西林。
It was through Einstein that the world was introduced to the possibility of atomic destruction.
这个世界因着爱因斯坦而认识了原子爆炸的摧毁力。
It was through Fleming that the world was introduced to the possibility of healing on an unprecedented scale.
也因着弗莱明的发现而认识了一个前所未有的医疗发现。
I am not trying to make Einstein look like some modern day Adam.
我并不是要把爱因斯坦讲成是现代的亚当。
And neither am I trying to make Fleming look like a contemporary messiah.
也不是想将弗莱明看成是现代的救世主。
But this analogy helps us to see how the human race was introduced to sin by Adam.
但是这样的类推法可以帮助我们看到罪怎么样借着亚当进入人类。
And how the human race was introduced to grace through Jesus Christ.
让帮我们看到恩典怎么样借着耶稣基督进入人类的生命。
In verse 14, Adam is referred to as a pattern of the one to come.
在十四节，亚当被称为是那以后要来之人的预象。
We are told that through the trespass of one man, Adam, many died.
圣经告诉我们说，因一人亚当的过犯，众人都死了。
But also through one man, Jesus Christ.Grace overflowed to many.
但也因着一人耶稣基督，恩典就流溢到众人。
There are some similarities in this comparison between Adam and Christ, in that the world was transformed by the acts of these two men.
亚当和基督之间有类似之处，因为他们都改变了这个世界。
But there are some differences.
但是他们有不相似的地方。
One is that the work of Christ is far superior to that of Adam and his sin.
一个是基督所完成的工作远远超过亚当的行为和他所犯的罪。
Adam brought condemnation, but Christ brought justification.
亚当带来的是定罪，但是基督带来的是称义。
Adam's disobedience made many sinners.
亚当的叛逆使众人成了罪人。
Christ's obedience made many righteous.
基督的顺服使多人成了公义。
The reign of sin is evident every time we open a newspaper or turn on the television or get on the internet.
每次当我们翻开报纸、打开电视或打开电脑，我们真的就是可以看到罪在管辖的一个明证。
In our day, we know what the Bible means when it speaks of the reign of sin.
今天我们可以很容易地了解圣经所说的罪的辖制。
But God's word says that all is not bleak, there is hope.
但是神的话告诉我们说，一切并不是这么绝望，我们还是有盼望。
The Bible teaches that grace is equally as real, just as powerful and pervasive.
圣经教导我们说，恩典就像罪一样的实际，同样的有能力，有渗透性。
For every sin that robs and destroys, there is grace to build and restore.
恩典可以重建每一个受罪所摧残的地方。
When the soldiers hammered the nails through Jesus' hands, sin was abounding.
当罗马兵丁将钉子钉入耶稣的手和脚的时候，罪的权势是盈满的。
But when Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing," grace was abounding.
但是当耶稣说，父啊，原谅他们，这个时候恩典的力量就远超过罪的权势。
When I think of grace, I think of a thief on the cross.
当我思想恩典，我就想到十字架上的强盗。
He himself admitted that he was getting what he deserved.
他自己承认是罪有应得。
He knew that he was a criminal.
他知道自己是一个罪犯。
He knew that he was a sinner.
他知道自己是一个罪人。
But he turned to Jesus and he said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
但是他转向耶稣说。耶稣啊，你得国的时候，求你纪念我。
And Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise."
耶稣回答他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
I don't know that anyone was more touched by the amazing grace of God than the Apostle Paul.
我不知道。是否还有任何人比保罗更受到神的这个奇异的恩典所感动？
He insisted that he was the chief of sinners and the least of the apostles.
他坚持说自己是罪人中的罪魁，是使徒中最微小的一个。
He was overwhelmed that he should be entrusted with the gospel.
他不敢相信自己会被托付了福音的使命。
Paul said, "By the grace of God, I am what I am."
保罗说，蒙神的恩典，我成了今日的我。
And that brings us to point number four, the reign of life.
现在我们就要进入到我们的第四点，在生命里作王。
In Romans 5:17, again we read, "For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?"
罗马书五章十七节写道，若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
So far we have considered the reign of sin, the reign of death, and the reign of grace.
到这里我们已经思想了罪的辖制、死亡的辖制，还有恩典的权柄。
Now there is some difference between these three expressions and the one that we're going to consider now, the reign of life.
接下来我们要思想的生命作中作王这一点呢，跟前面三种辖管或作王是不一样的。
The first three speak of powers or principles under which we live.
前面三个是讲到管辖我们生命的三个力量或是三个原则。
But the reign of life speaks of a quality of life that we can experience.
但是这生命中作王呢，却是关于我们可以体验到的一个生命的品质。
There is an interesting story in the first chapter of Judges.
在圣经士师记里面第一章有一个很有趣的故事记载。
After Joshua's leadership, there was some confusion as to who should deal with the troublesome Canaanites.
在约书亚死了以后，以色列人不知道应该由谁来接管，领导他们去与迦南人征战。
The Lord settled the problem by sending the tribe of Judah.
上帝拣选了犹大族去解决这个问题。
Along with Simeon, Judah defeated the people of Bethek and captured their king, Adoni Bethek.
犹大接统了西缅，一同击败比色人，并且抓住了他们的王亚多尼比色。
They cut off his big toes, and they cut off his thumbs.
他们砍下这个王的大拇指和大脚趾。
And the king said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off have picked up scraps under my table. Now God has paid me back for what I did to them."
亚多尼比色就说，从前有七十个王，手脚的大拇指被我砍断，在我桌子底下拾取零碎食物，现在神按着我所行的报应我了。
Big toes give us balance as we walk, and we would be surprised how much we depend on them.
大脚趾让我们走路的时候能够保持平衡。若我们没有大脚趾，我们会很惊讶地发现我们是多需要它。
A friend of mine lost one of his big toes between two train cars.
我一个朋友在被火车压到失去了他的一个大脚趾。
It made it very difficult for him to walk.
从此他就非常行动非常困难。
Thumbs provide grip.
大拇指让我们能够抓东西。
Thumbs help us pick things up and hold on to things.
大拇指帮助我们能够拿起东西，然后能够握着它。
Without thumbs or a big toe or big toes, a king cannot walk well, or can he grasp his sword? For example, Just imagine me trying to pick up this pen without my thumb. I can pick it up this way, but now trying to get it into the right position to use the pen to write, it's very difficult.
就像我刚刚做给你们看的，没有大拇指的时候，你要拿一个笔，要把笔拿起来，都是非常困难，而且也没有办法握好来写字。所以想象一个王，他没有大拇指，也没有大脚趾，他没有办法举起剑来，也没有办法有很快的行动。
A king with his thumbs and toes cut off would have to wobble through life unarmed and unrespected.
一个没有大拇指、没有大脚趾的王呢，就是一个没有啊、没法保护自己、不受到尊敬的一个人。
If in addition to this he must beg for scraps of food from another man's table, he is a king in name only.
更糟的是，他还要在别人的桌下讨食，拾取零碎，所以他只不过是一个挂名的王。
You see, I believe that it is possible to live under the reign of grace, but not under the reign of life.
我相信一个信徒很有可能是可以活在恩典中，但是却没有在生命中做王。
When one knows Jesus as his or her Savior, that person is under the reign of grace, but not necessarily under the reign of life.
一个认识耶稣基督做救主的人，他是活在恩典的王权下，但是很有可能的，他没有活在生命的王权下。
A Christian who is simply under the reign of grace is saved, but hobbles through life.
一个只是活在恩典下的基督徒，虽然你得救，却会是笨拙蹒跚的走路过生活。
Such an individual is unable to grasp the sword, which is the Word of God.
这样的一个人呢，他是没有办法举剑的，这个剑就是圣灵的宝剑，是神的话。
And they are unable to get a grip on the situations they encounter.
他们也没有办法掌握他们周遭所遇到的事情。
And often they feed on the scraps from another man's table instead of eating from the banquet table that the Lord has prepared for each one of us.
经常他们是在别人的桌下捡拾零碎，而不是在上帝为我们预备的宴席中享用美食。
So how do we reign in life?
那我们怎么样在生命中做王呢？
Through Jesus.
借着耶稣。
Reigning in life means to have the life of Jesus filling us and flowing through us by the Holy Spirit.
在生命中作王的意思就是借着圣灵有基督的生命活在我们里面，并且由我们里面流露出来。
It happens when we practice the spiritual disciplines of prayer and reading and meditating on God's Word and obeying God's Word, making a practical application of God's Word to our lives.
要让基督的生命借我们流露出来呢，是要靠着以下的属灵的操练，就是祷告、研读、默想神的话语，并且顺服神对我们说的话语。
A few years ago, I put together a survey. In fact, it was actually one of the requirements as I was working on my D-Men was to put together a survey to see how the spiritual disciplines affect the spiritual growth and maturity of Christians.
几年前，我在修我的博士学位的时候，我需要做一个功课，就是要做一个问卷调查，来看属灵操练对一个信徒属灵成长和他的成熟度的影响。
The people in our church graciously filled out the survey.
我教会里的会友们都很乐意的跟我合作，就填了这个问卷。
They did not have to put their names on the survey.
他们不需要写自己的名字。
The survey confirmed what believers have known for centuries.
这个问卷调查证实了一个许多世纪以来信徒都知道的一个事实。
Time in the Word and prayer leads to spiritual growth.
那就是在神话语还有祷告上所花的时间，就是我们属灵成长的关键。
Those who took the survey who spent little time in prayer and in the Word had a tendency to be anxious and fearful.
那些在问卷上面写出他们花的时间不多的人，通常就有这种比较容易焦虑还有害怕的倾向。
Those who took the survey who spent much time in prayer and much time in reading the scriptures and meditating on scriptures experienced joy and peace on a consistent basis.
那些比较持续的花时间在祷告读神的话语默想神的话语的人呢，就是能够持续的经历到喜乐还有平安。
You see, when we neglect the spiritual disciplines, it's like having our thumbs and our big toes cut off.
当我们忽视了这个属灵的操练的时候，我们就像是大拇指跟大脚趾被砍断了。
When difficulties come into our lives, we have a difficult time handling the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就没有办法举起圣灵的宝剑。
We have a difficulty making a practical application of the Word of God to our personal lives.
我们也没有办法将我们所读神的话语应用到我们实际的生活上。
Again, the second part of Romans 5:17 says, "Those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ."
再一次我们看罗马书上说的十七节说，那些受洪恩又门所赐之义的，因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王。
We are royalty.
我们是贵族王家。
To live royally is to let the Lord Jesus Christ live His life in us and through us by the Holy Spirit.
要能够活得像个君王一样，就要让主耶稣在我们里面活。并且让他从我们里面走出来。
To live royally means that Jesus is not only our Savior, but He is also our Lord.
能够活得像一个王，我们必须要认识基督不仅是我们的救主，而且他是我们的王。
It is because of who Jesus is and what He has done that makes reigning in life possible.
也是只有靠着耶稣和他为我们所做的一切。我们才有可能在生命中作王。
A Bible verse that I have taken as my life verse, and I meditate on it almost daily. It's Galatians 2:20.
有一节经节是我经常拿出来默想，而且经常去操练的，就是加拉太书。
Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. But Christ lives in me, and the life I live in the body I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太书二章二十节说，我现在活着不再是我，乃是基督活在我里面。我不记得，牧师，请你跟我们讲。
他是爱我，为我舍己。
他是爱我，为我舍己。
Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
基督是我们的公义。
He is our holiness.
他是我们的圣洁。
And He's our redemption.
他是我们的救赎。
He's our all in all.
他是我们所有的一切。
It is so easy for us to allow other things to crowd into our lives.
我们太容易让许多事情来拥挤我们，使我们没有办法看到我们所需要正视的东西。
In order for Jesus to be the Lord of our lives, He needs to come first.
要能够让基督做我们生命的王，他必须要是我们生命中的第一优先。
I would like to close with a prayer, and I'd like you to just pray with me in your heart that just making a recommitment of your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
我现在祷告的时候，请你跟我一同祷告。我盼我们能够把我们的生命再一次的献给，交到神手里。
Just pray with me silently in your heart.
请你安静的与我一同祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣。
There are so many things in the world.
这世界上有许多的事情。
Things that distract us.
许多事情来阻扰我们。
Things that keep us from focusing on you.
事情来搅扰我们，使我们不能专注在你身上。
Forgive us our sins.
原谅我们的过犯。
Jesus, we want you to be the Lord of our lives.
耶稣，我们要你成为我们生命的主。
We pray this in your name.
Amen.